And here's how the question does go. It goes something like, with this slew of political docs so hot in the last 20 years, who killed the electric car, inconvenient truth, everything, the bottom line is, do they activate or pacify?
I have sort of the same response to that question that I did to the Godard quote. I don't think that there's one surefire way of pushing people's buttons or jerking their chains or whatever that's guaranteed to have a certain Pavlovian response. In other words, regardless of how sophisticated behavioral conditioning might be, there's still an extreme variety of the possibility of human response. So someone like myself might have an extremely different response to a documentary, even one that I agree with, than another person might who is less steeped in constant movie witnessing. I mean, for example, I watched sometime in the past few years a documentary about Guantanamo. It was about a couple of British Muslims who were going to a wedding in Pakistan. I think it's called the Road to Guantanamo, but I'm not sure. And they end up in Afghanistan as the U.S. is invading Afghanistan, and from there they end up at Guantanamo for a couple of years before they're released back to Britain. Are you familiar with this movie?
I think it is Road, and I'm not familiar. I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
But anyway, I watched it with some friends who were watching it because there were we're anti-Guantanamo. I mean, I can, one easy statement for me to make is that I'm completely against torture, for example, and it's been an incredible era in the recent past when the U.S. government was basically openly advocating torture, which in the past, they, even though they would have secretly advocated it, they would have at least denied it to the public. So that's an incredible thing. But so I watched the movie and I agreed with it, but then I started talking with the other people who were watching the movie, saying, yeah, that was a great propaganda movie. And people really didn't want to hear it be called propaganda. And I was half saying it as criticism and half not saying it as criticism. I just thought that it was important to point out that if you agree with something, that doesn't mean that you're not being manipulated to have a particular opinion. And if you disagree with something, it also doesn't mean that you're not being manipulated to have a certain opinion. In other words, there's manipulation going on no matter how much the fourth wall might be dropped or what have you. There's still the intention of the person producing the cultural object, and in relation to the perceived receivers of this cultural object.
Yeah, oh, that's well put. Jacques Ouel's comment, propaganda is just culture in action, is one of McLuhan's favorites. another laugh, good.